Hello, and welcome to The Path of Art. My name is Ryan Meeks, and I'm starting this podcast to get a closer look at creative people and how they're finding success in their careers. As someone that's been trying to do this for quite some time in various creative areas, I know how hard it can be. I've been a musician most of my life, and when it came time to go to college and choose a career path, I chose film and animation. Now, my thinking behind that was that I didn't want to become a band teacher, because I originally wanted to go to school for music composition. But whatever reasoning was in my 22-year-old head, most likely fear, led me to choose film and animation. And so that's what I went to school for. And so while I was going to school, I had a kid with my wife who was also going to school with me. And after that, after I got my bachelor's degree, I had an opportunity to go back to school for video game art, animation, and character design. That didn't work out right. Obviously, as I'm not an animator or artist at a video game company. But I did take what I learned in college and I applied it to another job, and I got a job at a financial institution being what some would call an all-rounder. So I was doing video, photography, graphic design. The job was originally a graphic designer, but they're like, hey, you're artsy. Why don't we have you do this too? And so I ended up just doing basically all of the art-like stuff for them. While I was there, though, I realized that it didn't really feel like I was an artist. And it didn't feel like art to me. I felt like I was the guy that was just doing what everyone told him to do. It was kind of like everything that I did when I put some of my creative flair on it, it just wasn't corporate enough. And so I was doing someone else's art for a living. And that didn't feel right. So I used my time there to sharpen my skills in Photoshop, Illustrator, After Effects, Premiere, all of the Adobe suite pretty much. And after about 4 years of doing that, I thought I was ready to jump into freelancing. And I think a lot of us get to this point because we want to find balance between production of art and artistic expression. And we still want, some kind of steady income. And we think that freelancing is the answer, which for some, it works out. But for me, there was a lot that I wasn't prepared for. So there was this huge learning curve of how to run a business. And I had to learn how to, get my taxes. I had to get all the paperwork and everything in line for paying taxes, for my business license. And, you had to learn accounting, and you had to learn sales, and you had to learn how to market yourself. And this is all stuff that I did not learn at all in college. And so there's this huge learning curve, and it took up most of my time. And to be honest, I don't know if I really ever got over that learning curve. So after 6 months of trying this, I found a part-time job at a local media station. And that helped me supplement my income because I wasn't able to make ends meet doing the freelancing. And I know a lot of people will say, it takes like 2 years, to actually see income from freelancing or business. Maybe not freelancing, but, from when you start a business. But I had a family at home that I had to feed. So I had to do something to supplement my income, and that was what presented itself to me. And I've been doing that for a while now. Been doing this part-time job, having my family at home, and then my creative projects on the side. And recently, only recently, I found out that that's kind of how I like it. My brain is, I'm kind of a scattered-brained person, and I need to have multiple projects so that when my brain gets kind of tired of doing this one, I can focus a little more on this other one. And that's just how my brain works. And so when that realization happened, I decided one morning I woke up and I just kind of looked at all of this. Like, I don't have a glamorous life, but I'm able to focus on my creative projects. I'm able to have a family. I mean, my wife does help with the income. You know, she's makes more money than I, but we were both able to sustain ourselves. And I just decided, hey, I've never had it better. And after I decided to look at life like that, look at my situation and say, hey, I am able to do at a slow pace, but I am able to do what I've always wanted to do. Things started to change. My attitude changed. And stuff started to work out. And I understand that a lot of my experience before this is what led up to this point. And I also understand that I still have a ton to learn. I mean, I still have dreams of writing and directing a feature film. I have an album that I need to record and get on Spotify. And I still have the hardest time trying to get people to laugh when I do stand-up comedy. Granted, stand-up comedy is kind of on the, you know, lower on the totem pole of things that I'm trying to do creatively. But it's still something that I've always wanted to do. And it's very hard. I've got a lot to learn. So I thought, well, why don't I reach out to people? Reach out to creative people in these various areas and ask them how they got to where they are and what they learned along the way. So that is where this podcast comes in. I want to hear people's stories, and I want others to hear people's stories so that we can all learn about how to better travel the path of art. Thank you for listening to The Path of Art. If you or someone you know is creative and would like to tell your story, reach out to me at rmeeks@ksl.com. I might feature you on the show. Please make sure you follow the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. It really does help people to discover the show. Also, make sure you follow The Path of Art podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.